Okay, my friends.
Yay.
Yay, indeed. Because today is somebody's birthday.
My birthday.
That's right. We got an October baby here, and we've been doing scary, scary stories for the month of October. And today I have a really cute one for you. Are you ready for it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not quite a birthday story, but it does have a pretty cool hero. Are you ready?
Yeah, and it's based on Haunted Mansion.
Oh, do you think so because of this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's a ghost at the top who's got chains around him, and he kind of looks like one of the ghosts from the Haunted Mansion. But I don't think that's quite who he is.
Fun fact, from Disneyland.
Yeah, from Disneyland, yeah. But today's story is called The Baddies. It's from the creators of the people who did Room on the Broom. And we've read some of their other book before, right? Mm-hmm. Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler is their names. And we are ready for some bad guys. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so today's story is read by Mommy and her birthday boy. Happy birthday. Here we go. There once lived a troll and a ghost and a witch. They were horrible baddies, all three. They never said sorry or thank you or please. And their hearts were as hard as could be. And the worst thing about the three baddies, the troll and the witch and the ghost, was the fact that all three of them liked being bad. And what's more, they all liked to boast. Do you know what it means to boast about something?
Mm-mm.
No? It means to talk about how good you are at it, and brag, and say things about yourself, about how wonderful you are. The troll said, "I'm stronger than you two. I can easily win every fight." The ghost said, "I'm much the most scary. I make things go bump in the night." The witch said,
"My magic turns men into mice and rubies and pearls into coal. So you'd better beware, or you'll end up as frogs, or maybe as toads in the hole."
Well, they all sound pretty scary to me, if you ask me. When a girl with a blue spotted hanky moved into a cottage nearby, the witch rubbed her hands, and the troll roared with joy, and the ghost gave a long, happy sigh. The ghost said, "I can't wait to haunt her until she's a quivering jelly." The troll said, "I'm going to eat her." And he patted his big, bulgy belly.
"Before you can try, I'll have her turned to stone," cried the witch in a voice loud and shrill.
"Oh, no, you won't,"
yelled the others. And the witch replied,
"Oh, yes, I will."
All three of them started to quarrel, and before very long they were fighting. There was pushing and shoving and pulling of hair. There was pinching and kicking and biting. Goodness gracious.
"Enough,"
squeaked a mouse who had heard every word.
"Let's find out who's really the worst. Could anyone steal the girl's hanky? I wonder who'd like to go first."
Now there's a challenge, don't you think?
"Me," roared the troll, ducking under a bridge. "Just wait till she crosses the stream. I'll pop up and seize that blue hanky, and I'll roar till you all hear her scream."
And so he hid, and he waited. And then he popped up and roared. But the girl didn't tremble or yell. She just did a neat little sidestep. And the troll lost his balance and fell. He ended up splash in the water. And the other two laughed. And the girl trotted off with her hanky. And the troll was as wet
as he could be.
Me next,
cried the witch, and she looked up a spell to magic things out of a pocket.
Hankity pankity plunkity plunk, rickety rackety rocket.
She chanted a spell with a wave of her hand, and from the girl's pocket there flew a toffee, some string, and a worm, while the girl sneezed into her hanky.
Achoo!
Well, the toffee got stuck in the witch's long nose, and the string tangled up around her knee. So the girl kept the blue-spotted hanky, and the witch went as red as could be. Well, she failed.
My turn,
said the ghost with a giggle.
I'll hover around till it's night. Then I'll glide through the wall of her bedroom and give her a terrible fright. I'll moan and I'll groan and I'll rattle my chains till she howls and she wails just like me. Then I'll sidle away with the hanky and leave her as scared as can be.
But when he appeared in her bedroom, the girl said,
Poor ghost, can't you sleep? Perhaps a hot bath would be helpful, or else you could try counting sheep.
She's not scared at all. She read him a couple of stories and made him a nice cup of tea. Then she waved him goodbye with her hanky. And the ghost was as cross as could be. Oh, he failed. Next morning, the girl washed her hanky. Then she spotted the little white mouse, who squeaked,
Can you please help my babies? It's terribly cold in our house.
The little girl thought for a moment, and on the next page, you will see that the mice got the blue-spotted hanky, and they were as snug as could be. So the mouse managed to get her to give him the hanky. And look, all the little baby mice are covered up by the hanky and they're all snuggly. So the baddies were soundly defeated and they said to each other, Let's pack. And then they went off to stay with an ogre and none of them ever came back. I'm sure they must have liked it much more there, don't you think?
It's a ghost and who else?
A ghost and a troll and a witch. And turns out none of them were actually quite as scary as they ought to be, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Well, we're sorry, scary story. Turns out you're not as scary as you think. And that, my friends, is a very happy birthday ending.
For my very happy birthday, October boy.
Did you like it?
Yeah, me too.
Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.